Jesse Love's been coming to the Freak Nation for the last 3-4 years when he was kicking butt in the ARCA series, working his way up through there. And they got the big gig with Richard Childress Racing this year. Sat on the pole a few times. And of course, with his buddy Austin Hill over there. Both of these guys, what a duo with RCR in the Xfinity series. Caught up with him after his win at Talladega. Emotional guy. Most of the time off camera. It's Jesse Love now with the Freak Nation. So Jesse Love and the Freak Nation. And Jesse, I asked you before going live, have you seen the video of your crew celebrating? And of course you said no. Well, leave it to the Freak Nation to grab the video of your crew as they celebrate.
Christmas. That's awesome.
Isn't that bananas?
Yep, it's great.
Jesse, we've known what you've been through to get to this point now. You're winning Talladega and watching your crew, friends, and family celebrate. That's a crazy brotherhood, sisterhood of celebration for your win and how you got here.
Absolutely. You know, we've all been through a lot. I've been through a lot. And every single one of those guys has been through their own battles. And kind of, honestly, just as I envisioned it, kind of, you know, Chris Bass out there with the pit crew guys, Don John getting excited, Stockman probably crying, pit crew guys doing their bro thing, and then my car chief Bug just stone cold killer like he's done 1,000 times. Like everything was kind of in order, so it was pretty funny to see it play out just how I thought it was going to.
Talladega is such a strange place, but beginning, middle, end, when did you realize that you actually had a shot to win here at Talladega?
I think no matter, like, right when you get on the racetrack, you feel like you have a shot, especially when you're in, like, me and Austin Hill's shoes with the cars right. That we're driving. And I felt just like a very calmness about myself the whole weekend that I feel like I haven't felt before. Kind of just very loose and out on the boulevard and hanging out with everybody. And still got to bed early, but going to the dirt track and see my buddy Max McLaughlin win a race with the Outlaws. So, again, I think a lot of that comes from the Lucas Oil Power with RECR engines, with the Jayborn Chevys as fast as they are right now. Just all that together, including the confidence in my team and my spotter and everybody, it goes a long way for myself. And I felt just like I kind of knew what I needed to do this weekend and what the moves were going to be. And at the same time, not really overcaring, not overanalyzing anything, knowing that you got a shot to win, you got probably just have more than enough of a shot to wreck. So just kind of finding some peace and comfort and not overanalyzing or overcaring too much.
Is that advice or is that help coming from teammates like Kyle Busch or Austin Hill or Richard Childress himself saying, hey, man, don't let the wins or losses define you. Chill a little bit. Take it off the track. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that, you know, I get pushed really hard here at RCR to do well and perform and everything. But at the same time, they have a lot of confidence in me, a lot of belief in me. And I feel like because of that, yes, there is the pressure that these guys believe in me and they are who they are. I got to go perform. But at the same time, they do a really good job of finding that comfort within me that I feel confident in my own shoes, my own skin. And that helps me kind of just go be myself on the racetrack and before I get in the car.
Jesse Love here in the Freak Nation. And Jesse, whether it's inside the walls of Richard Childress Racing or here at the track at Talladega, 9-year-old boys cheering for you, get the feeling that there was pressure for you to win and to win early. Did you feel that? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I didn't think I had to go win or like, I don't think too much like that. My thought process is always the same. Just go do the best job that Jesse Love can do. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when I do that and we're having a good day with our car and with our team and pit stops and everything, that's enough to win. And I believe that, right? So I just kind of focus on myself the entire time I'm at the racetrack of just go to the best job that Jesse Love can do today and put all my faith in my team and my guys. But yeah, there definitely is that pressure, but I just feel like pressure has always been something that I've used really well. And I kind of just seem to thrive under the pressure atmosphere a little bit. And it's always a, I feel like a good thing when I have that around, when things are too chillaxed and everything, then I just kind of get spun out of my own head.
What do you mean chillax? I know what chillax means to me, but to you, what do you mean by chillax?
Like if there's nothing on the line, I just don't feel like I do great when there's nothing on the line. When I come here racing the Xfinity series and there's a lot on the line, whether it be trying to get locked in the playoffs or trying to get, you know, win a championship at Phoenix, whatever it may be, I feel like that's where I kind of just seem to do my best.
Well, now that you have that win here at Talladega, I would imagine that a big weight's been lifted off your shoulders. Feels pretty good, right?
Absolutely, I do, right? Because I've been thinking about the playoffs too much in the last few weeks. I feel like probably the last 2 weeks where I really started thinking about, I got to get locked in the playoffs here. And that partially, again, kind of plays into the, you know, the pressure cooker. And I feel like that's where I do well. So it's a blessing and a curse for sure. But I feel like I just really need to get locked in so I can kind of go loosen up a little bit out on the racetrack and be a little bit better at the intermediate stuff. I was a little bit too conservative to start these races so far, Vegas and Texas. And I think that's because I'm focused on not wrecking out early. So now I don't care. I'm going to go for broke every week and drive the heck out of it and try to win these races, win stages, and get playoff points.
And one other thing, you were talking about the press conference about wearing your emotions on your sleeve. I don't see your sleeves. I don't see your emotions.
No, I mean, I think I'm showing it. Like, I don't, another thing is that if I'm not overly excited, I'm not going to show, I'm not going to fake it. Right. You know, right now I feel like I am definitely, hasn't 100% soaked in yet. Like, it was a surreal experience, obviously crossing the start finish line and doing the burnout and everything. And now I'm just, you know, ready to get home and kind of look it all back on TV. There's honestly some things now that I start thinking about, is I've probably calmed down. There are some things towards the end where I probably could have done differently and been better. And it could have gone either way there at the end with kind of the decisions I was making weren't 100%. So it was really cool. And I'm looking forward to go celebrate with my guys on the plane.
You got a hell of a fan base, man. This is fun.
Yeah. That's another thing too about Talladega that I love is the fan base. And that kind of helps me perform better, I think. Again, there's some pressure with the fans that you want to do well for them. And going out and seeing that firsthand, the Boulevard, seeing it firsthand on giving, you know, hats out yesterday and hats and t-shirts and koozies and things like that. Like, that's the experience that I love and that I enjoy. So kind of using that to my advantage right now. And I just enjoy the meeting new people as well. And especially at Talladega, I think they got the best fans in the world. So that's why I love coming here. And it's not just because of the racetrack. It's also the people and the experience of it. Like, I love coming to Talladega.
Thanks for doing this, man.
Thank you.
And Talladega loves you.
Statman, he is 19 years old.
I was going to ask you, what was he drinking? What was he chugging in Victory Lane?
I don't know. I was just, while I'm talking to him, who knows what questions I'm asking. A lot of times I'm two or three questions ahead of myself. But a lot of times I was thinking, this guy's 19 years old. What I was doing at 19, I can't grasp what he just did at 19 years old, winning that race at Talladega, Statman. This isn't a backwoods track. This is a high speed track that this guy won at 19, man.
Yeah, I think the bigger issue is, and this may be an obvious answer, but I haven't heard how Toyota let him get away from Venturini Motorsports in ARCA to driving a Chevrolet in Xfinity. Who knows where he's going to be when he goes to Cup. But yeah, he's a young kid, 19 years old, obviously with talent and obviously comfortable with the media.
And a great personality. When I was in Martinsville a couple weeks ago, I was doing a bunch of stuff as the cars were lined up for the Xfinity race. And there was a bit of downtime, but they're cranking the music. And I went right by his car and then my eye caught him and he's just singing at the top of his lungs. And I'm like, damn it, I missed that. And then he goes, oh, well. I mean, he's just a great personality. I want to see that continue. Love him.